Abortion rights demonstrators packed the National Mall here in Washington over the weekend. Organizers called it the March for Women's Lives, saying the event was about women's health care, access to family planning, and other issues. But the abortion debate took center stage, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
A legion of marchers chokes the streets for more than 20 city blocks. The slogans on thousands of waving signs read, "Choice equals freedom" and "Keep abortion legal," and many lashed out at President Bush for his anti-abortion stance. The Washington Police Department does not provide official crowd estimates, but several officers said they believed the throng included well over 500,000 demonstrators. They crammed the National Mall between the Washington Monument and the Capitol building. Many remembered the last major abortion rights march in 1992. And, rallied by Democratic Senator Hillary Clinton, they hoped the 92 march set a precedent.
12 years ago, we had a march. And that march helped to galvanize people across our country. And we elected a pro-choice president. This year, we've got to do the very same thing.
Democratic candidate John Kerry didn't attend, but volunteers plastered marchers with stickers that read, "Women for Kerry." Protesters flew, bussed, and drove in from all over the country. And many older women, like Loanne Crane of Ohio, said they were excited to see so many young women in the crowd.
Well, I'm pleased to see it's not just us old war horses out here. It's a lot of young women and young men, too. I'm really pleased to see the young people out.
22-year-old Melanie Carson came up from Athens, Georgia, and expressed the same respect and enthusiasm for the older marchers.
I just know that they fought so hard to get Roe versus Wade, and it's women's right. It's our bodies, and we should just be able to have that right, not have the religious right determine and dictate what we do with our own bodies.
A much smaller number of anti-abortion counter-demonstrators lined the march route. Many displayed giant, full-color photographs of aborted fetuses. Through megaphones, some shouted provocative lines at the abortion rights demonstrators, often enraging the marchers and sparking name-calling scuffles.
"You keep talking. You keep talking against Christ and his holy law, you bunch of he-men and women. Look at you, what a joke."
This man would only identify himself as George Bush. Another counter-protester held a sign that said, "Equal rights for unborn women." The words "preborn" and "unborn" were prominent in their signs, even as abortion rights marchers railed against the recently passed Unborn Victims of Violence Act. That new law makes it a second crime to kill a fetus during an act of violence against a pregnant woman. Abortion rights groups argued the law's intent was to write the word "unborn" into the federal code as a class of person. Another bill championed and signed by President Bush was the Partial Birth Abortion Act, which outlawed one specific abortion procedure. Those two new laws had women lining up to write their members of Congress.
"Please step up and dictate a letter. We'll mail it to your representatives. We have typists waiting."
Lindsay Bowen and her protest group called Keys for Resistance clatter out letters on antique Smith Corona typewriters. Their 1940s secretary dresses and matching hats add a bit of theater to the demonstration, and they say illustrate their message that women can be both old-fashioned feminine and wield modern strength. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.